This is the second lecture on random variables, and this lecture will focus on the mean, the variance, and the standard deviation. The mean is the same as the average. It has many other aliases, expected value, mu, which is a Greek letter that looks sort of like a U, but is actually the Greek equivalent of M and mu, and then E of x, which is a way of writing expected value of x, so it's notation for the term expected value. And finally, x bar. So those are all different ways of talking about the mean or the average. They all different symbols, different notation for the same thing. Okay, how do we calculate the mean? Let's go back to our point count example where we're picking a card and the ace is 4, king is 3, queen is 2, jack is 1, and everything else is 0. So the random variable x is the point count. P of x is the probability of getting that point count, and x times P of x is the product of the two. So the possible point counts x, if you read down the column, are 4, 3, 2, 1, or 0. And the probability of getting 4 points, that is the probability of getting an ace, is 1 out of 13. So P of x is 1/13. Same for king, queen, or jack. And then for getting no points, there's a 9 out of 13 chance down at the bottom of the middle of the column. So to calculate the mean or expected value, we multiply x times p of x across. So we have 4 times 1/13 is 4/13, 3 times 1/13 is 3/13, and so on. So we have this last column, 4/13, 3/13, 2/13, 1/13, and 0/13. We add all those up, and we get 10/13. And that is the average. That's the mean. 10/13 is the mean of this random variable that corresponds to picking a card from a deck and counting points this way. So note that if you were to add up all the values of the cards in the deck, you'd get 4 aces is 16, and 4 kings is 12, 4 queens is 8, and 4 jacks is 4. If you add those up, you get 40. And if you divide that by the number of cards in the deck, you get 40 over 52, which is 10/13. So this way of calculating expected value gives you the average point count in the deck, which is what you'd want. That's what we're trying to do. Now let's do another example. Suppose you have a spinner that has three numbers on it, and it has a 20% chance of landing on a 3, a 60% chance of landing on a 5, and a 20% chance of landing on a 12. So we can represent this as a random variable, and we set up the table to calculate the mean. So the possible values of x, the three numbers that are on that the spinner can land on, are 3, 5, or 12. The probability of landing on a 3 is 0.2, the probability of landing on a 5 is 0.6, the probability of landing on a 12 is 0.2. And we multiply x times p of x, we get 0.6, and 5 times 0.6 is 3, and 12 times 0.2 is 2.4. So we're just multiplying across. 3 times 0.2 is 0.6, 5 times 0.6 is 3, and 12 times 0.2 is 2.4. Then we add up those numbers, and that gives us the mean of the random variable, which in this case is 6. So the next thing we're going to look at is called the variance. The variance is the probability weighted average of the squared deviations from the mean, mu sub x. So I'll explain why we care about the variance in a minute. Let's just go through the calculation. So we'll work with the last example where we have the spinner. And we have x and p of x and x times p of x. And now we're going to add some new columns. The first column is x minus mu of x. So we simply subtract the mean from the individual value of x. So in the first row, okay, the mean of x in all these cases is 6. We found that the mean is 6. So in the first row, x minus mu of x is 3 minus 6 or minus 3. In the second row, x minus mu of x is 5 minus 6 or minus 1. And the third row, it's 12 minus 6 or 6. So in each case, we just subtracted 6 from each of the values to get x minus mu of x. Now we square x minus mu of x. So minus 3 squared is 9, minus 1 squared is 1, and 6 squared is 36. Finally, we weight these squared deviations by the probabilities. So we take the second column, the p of x column, and multiply it by the, what is it, the fifth column, the x minus mu of x squared column. So we take 0.2 times 9, and we get 1.8. We take 0.6 times 1, and we get 0.6. We take 0.2 times 36, and we get 7.2. Finally, to get the variance, we add all the numbers up in the far right column, and we get 9, and that's the variance. Well, why do we care about this variance? Well, the reason is we want to measure the spread of the distribution of the random variable. See, the mean just gives us the center, but we also want to know on average how far we're likely to be from the center. For example, if someone asks you, what's the weather like in Washington, D.C., you could say, well, on average, it's about, the high temperature is about 70 degrees. You know, if you look at over the whole year, it averages maybe about 70 degrees. I'm not sure if that's right, but let's say it is. Would that give somebody a picture? That would give somebody a picture, well, it must be a pretty mild climate in Washington, D.C. It's always 70 degrees. Well, no, it's not always 70 degrees. You get the average of 70 includes the 95 degree days in summer and the 20 degree days in winter. So you need to know more than just the average to know what the weather's like in DC. You know, it might be the case that the mean temperature in DC is about the same as in Oakland, California, but our winters are colder and our summers are hotter, and in that sense we have a higher variance. So the variance is a is a statistic that we use to measure that could be used to show how DC is different from Oakland, even if it turned out they had the same mean temperature. The mean is particularly insufficient to describe the process of making predictions, because if you make a prediction, you can on average get it right, but you've really got it wrong. For example, suppose I predict a foot of snow 1 week and we get nothing. Next week, I predict nothing and we get a foot of snow. Well, my average prediction was 6 inches of snow, and the average snowfall was 6 inches. So the average I got right, but in fact, if you wouldn't be very happy with me as a weather forecaster, because in a sense, I got it completely wrong. There's a traditional statistics joke that kind of speaks to this. You have three statisticians go hunting. The first statistician shoots at a deer and misses by 10 feet to the left. Second statistician shoots at the deer and misses by 10 feet to the right. The third statistician starts jumping up and down saying, "We hit the deer, we hit the deer." You know, the third statistician is saying, "Well, on average, we hit the deer," but in fact, of course, they missed. And that's again why it's not just the mean that matters, it's the variance. So the question is, you know, how to measure variance? Why do we use this strange thing of the squared deviations probability weighted? Well, the turns out the average distance from the mean doesn't work because the pluses and the minuses cancel out. The hot days would just cancel out the cold if you just took the average differences. If you took x minus mu of x and averaged them out, they'll just average to zero. Now we could take the absolute value of the differences. And in practice, I think the only reason we don't do the absolute value is that mathematically, it's actually easier to work with the squared differences than with the absolute value. So we're trying to get at the notion of that the same notion that you would get at by taking the absolute value of the differences, but we square it. Finally, you know that taking the square root of the squared value is a way of looking at the absolute value, and it turns out taking the square root of the variance is something that we do very often. We call that the standard deviation. The standard deviation is the square root of the variance. So when you're done grinding through the table, we can take the square root of the answer to get the standard deviation. So in the example above, when all is said and done, The variance was 9. If we take the square root of that, that's 3, and that's the standard deviation. And standard deviation also is called sigma. That's the Greek S, and looks like a little circle with a tail on it. It's sigma. And the variance is called S squared, or sigma squared. So the standard deviation is called sigma, variance is called sigma squared. So to summarize, we have the mean, which measures the center, and the variance, or the standard deviation, that measure the spread. You really have no choice but to grind through the table in order to calculate the mean, the variance, and the standard deviation. So you have to calculate x times p of x and add them all up to get the mean. And then to get the variance, you have to do the whole business of x times p of x, and then take x minus mu of x, take x minus mu of x squared, and finally p of x times x minus mu of x, the quantity squared, and then add all those up to get variance, and take the square root to get standard deviation. So it's a long, tedious calculation. What we're going to see next time is that there are some shortcuts available for calculating mean, variance, and standard deviation when you have one random variable that's a transformation of another random variable. But as I said, that's the next lecture.